Okay, we are on Daf Tzeis Yud Beis. Tzeis Daf Yud Beis. We are on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where it's Tudat Amar Mar. It's Amar Mar. So we just said before, we said yesterday, that Haya Sasum, if you closed up your house, you close up the entrance of your Mavui, Ubikesh Leposcho, and now you wanted to reopen it. So if you did that, Ein B'nei Mavui Me'akfin Alav. The people of the Mavui can't stop you. Why? Because that traffic was already there. Or if you close it up for a while, you're doing repair or whatever. That doesn't stop the B'nai Mavi from doing what they want to do. Amar Rava, Lo Shana, that's only true. El Shalom Parat, that's Petimav. That's if you didn't take away the mezuzah, the mashkof, right, the doorpost. Aval Parat, that's Petimav. But if you took away the doorpost, which means you took away the wall, then B'nai Mavi Ma'akfin Alav. Then B'nai Mavi could stop you because you basically took away the wall. Now, you have no right to just make a brand new entrance way in the middle of the Mavo. You have no right to do that. Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Tanya Mitzvah Yeloch. It's a brisa that says you're right. Why? Because you have a halacha that says, a brisa that says, Deyes Sosum, if a house is sealed, Yeshlo Dalar Amas. The house gets 4 Amas, entrance way. Parat Ez Petima, you took away the entrance way, sealed it up, Ain Lo Dalar Amas, you don't have Dalar Amas. Now, the parentheses will say, no, we're not. The machlok is here if you should read the parentheses, so we'll read it. Kavar, a kever, a grave, shepischo sasum, that's sealed. Eino metame kol sevivav, it's not metame all around. Parat zetz petzimav, but if you took away the entranceway, vesismo, and now you covered it up, metame kol sevivav, it's metame all the sides. We're gonna, the exact same halacha is giving out a bias. Bias sasum, a house that's sealed. Eino metame kol seviva. It's not metame all its sides. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. One more line. Paras es petima. But if you took away the entranceway, then metame kol seviva. Then it's metame all its sides. Look at Rashi. Eino metame, the second Rashi. Eino metame seviva. Ela kenegad pesach imeis besocho. Next Rashi. Paras es petima. Harei hu kekever. The halacha is like a kever. Vachachamim. Timu es seviva v'kever dalet amos. The Chachamim said, when you come within 4 amos of a kever, you're also tamei. Why? The Darbana, Kadesh lo yikruvu osei hatayros ad kever ve'iliu v'lo adaytayu. We don't want you coming near a kever holding tyros in your hand. So we made a gzeira, 4 amos already away, you're already tamei. See, it's a tumma Darbana, so you don't come to have a tumma daraisa. Okay? The door is totally closed. It's like not even look like, it doesn't even look like a door anymore.
So it's worse.
It's worse, right? Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Amar Yochanan, Muvos Hamuflashos Leir Acheres, a mavui that is that connects through one city to another city. There's a street that goes from this city to the other city. Ubikshu Bnei Eir L'Sosman, and the Bnei Eir want to close it up for whatever reason. They want to close it up. Bnei Oso Eir Machanalof. The other city could stop them. Why? Lomi boya, of course they can stop them. Ki leka darka achrina. There's no other road. Av demakve. They can of course stop that. Elafilu ki ika darka achrina. Even if there is another road, nami maakve, they can stop them from closing up the road. They can stick the other road. Why? Mishum tov Yehuda Amar Rav. Damar meitar shechziku bo rabim. Once the rabim have gotten hold of a pathway, asa lekalkalo, you can't take it away. Okay. Now again, these parentheses here, I'm not sure if they should be read. We'll read them. Kitarav Gidol, Damrav Gidol, Rabim, Shebaru Derech La'atzmon. Once the Rabim choose a path, Mashebaru Baru. They've chosen, you can't take it away. The reason why they take this out is because the Gemara before him was said, the Amr Yehuda Amar Rav. So later on, you know, Rav Gidol never said anything in his own name, in the whole Shas. So it's Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Sometimes they have Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel. So all of a sudden he says over here his own halacha. This is a Gemara later on. It doesn't say it there. He says it in the name of Rav. So like it might have just been an error. That's what's it doing here really? But some had it as a gersa, so they changed it around anyway to say Amar Rav. Next, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel, Mavos Mufaloshon Halushas Rabim. If you have a street that's open, a mavoi that goes into the Rishas Rabim, Ubikshu Bnei Mavos Lahamid Lahen Dalsos, and they want to put up a door. The mother, they want to put up an entranceway. B'nei Rishus Rab, Ma'akfin Alav, they could stop you. They could stop them from doing it. To me, he says, even if we leave the doors open, so first of all, it makes it narrower. It's not as comfortable. It's not as easy to walk through, right? In all these cases, even though You claim you're going to leave the door open. What's the downside? Still a downside. Savamine, they thought to say, Hani mi li bedalat amos. That's only true if you put the door within the dalat amos closest to the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Kedrav Zera Amar of Nachman. Dumar Zera Amar of Nachman, he said that dalat amos has smuchos to Rishus HaRabim, the four amos closest to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim Damim, is like Rishus HaRabim regarding questions of Safek Tuma. We know that if the Safek Tuma develops in Rishus HaRabim, then we say Tahar, Paskin Tahar. Right? Why? It's modeled after Sota. A Sota can't be a Sota in public. So if there's a Safek whether she's a Sota, but it happened in public, in the carnival, that's not a Sota. It's in public view. Sota's only in private. And we don't know there's a Safek. What went on with this man? So that model carries over into the world of all the world of Tumah, and if it's a question of Tumah, so if it happened in private, right? If it happened in private, then what? Then we say Safek in the Tumah is going to be Usher. She's going to be Tameh. He's going to be Tameh. And if it happens in public, it's Tar. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And I just heard a shir. So the first mission of Nida says, a woman becomes a Nida. Right? A woman becomes a Nida. So the Machlokes in Hillel and Shammai, so when did she become a Nida? Right this minute we know she, what about 2 hours ago? Was she a Nida 2 hours ago? She touched something 2 hours ago. Right? It's been brewing in her, she's becoming a Nida. So what happened 2 hours ago? So we don't know. So we don't know. So Bishammai says, Shammai says she's Tomei only from this second. Hillel says we go back 12 hours. We go back 12 hours, anything she touched in those previous 12 hours. Right? Tosa says, but wait a minute, it's a Safek, and it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Shushi Yachid. Right? It's a Safek, we don't know what she touched, we don't know when this tongue was brewing, and it's in Rosh Hashanah, so she should be Tamei. Everything she touched, what is Shammai Shita? So Tosa says that, no, we don't say these rules, Lemafreya. But no, these rules are not, these are not rules that make sense. But why should that be? Right? Why should that be? The resolution of these suffixes when it comes to tumma doesn't resolve anything, right? Well, I don't know. Two people walking down the street, let's say, right? And you know one of them became tameh. You don't know which one. But they're both tar. One of them is badai tameh. The answer is the suffix when Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when Paschal Tyra. So that doesn't make any sense. That's the halacha. Same thing over here. They extended the Mavui, and they said, listen, the Mavui is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the four Amos closest to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we're going to say, is really what? It's the Dinam of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim used those four Amos. They spill over. So it says the same thing regarding a doorway. So the Gemara answers, Velohi. No. Hasam le'inyin Tumah. That's regarding Tumah. Maybe when it comes to crowds, the Rishus Rabbim will spill over way inside. Happens sometimes. So you can't build a door even anywhere in the Mavui. The halacha by Tumah, that's only the first four amos, the closest four amos. Well, that's the most normal thing. Spill over a little bit. But to go all the way deep in, we don't say that. But for purposes of whether or not you can build a door, that will say it. Right, and then Rabbi Huda said, no, none of the half kavin. There's no machlokes. Marki asrei umarki asrei. Each one was talking about in his own town. The question is, how good is the field? How good is the field? Is it the better the field, the less space you need to make money, to make a, considered to be a field? Bavel mai. What about in Bavel, where we assume that the fields were inferior? So Amar Rav Yosef, Bei Radu Yoma. The amount that it takes to plow one day. This Gemara is not a little hard. My beiradu yoma. What does that mean? The amount of time it takes to plow a field. So in order to understand the next few lines, Rashi explains that they used to plow fields twice. Normal fields was plowed twice. When was it plowed twice? The first time it was plowed was right after they harvested. Right after they harvested, they would plow it once to get it ready for next season. Okay, and the second time they would plow, that the second time they would plow was before they planted. Before they plant, they plow again. Those are the two times that they plow. So the Gemara wants to, one's called B'shas Hazria, and one's called Yom Hazria, and one's called Yom Karba. Right? Which means the harvest. So the Gemara wants to know, when you said that in Bavel, you could get a field that's big enough that it could be plowed in one day, when were you talking about? Were you talking about the planting plowing or the harvesting plowing? Either way is a problem. Why? If it's the plowing you're talking about of the planting season, treyome karba lohave. Right? That means, you don't need 2 days in which to plow. You don't need 2 days in which to plow, which would mean, but it takes more than 1 day. So you're going to have to hire oxen. This is Rashi Shita. You're going to have to hire oxen for 2 days, but you're only going to get one day, another 2 hours. So you're wasting all that money on the oxen. Nobody sells oxen by the hour. They don't lease them by the hour. So basically, it's a losing proposition. So this can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. E yom de karba. I'm sorry. E yom karba. If it's the plowing that's going to take place after your harvest, yom de zara lohava. What does that mean? Yom de zara lohava. It won't even take a full day. So either way, it's a losing proposition. So what's going on? What do you mean that the amount to take a plow a day? There's no such thing. It's either less than a day or more than a day. So what's pshat? First of all, you could say yoma dekarba dekarav tani. It was a season of the harvest time, and there is in a neighborhood in a town where they would plow twice, one right after the other. Ibaisema or yoma dezara. It was during the planting season. Dahadure, bahadure, and we're talking about a very, very tough piece of land, where again, they'd plow it twice, and it would take 2 days, and therefore, it's not a kasha. Okay. Davla, what about a davla? What about some kind of well or a spring? How do you divide that in half? Ariel, sorry? Sorry? You want to shut it off? All right. Amar Rav Nachman said, Bei de'olu yoma. The amount that you can irrigate your field in a day. So if you're dividing it up, if you're selling it, that's how much you have to get. A minimum of that. Pardesa. What about a pardes? Amar avuha de Shmuel bas shlosha kavim. You got to be able to make at least 3 kav. Tanya nami hachi homer lechavero monas kerem ani mochalach. I'm selling you a portion of my field, of my kerem. Sumchas omer, sumchas says, lo yipchos migimel kavim. You have to give at least 3 kav. Amar of Yossi, ain elu illa divrei nevius. That's only divrei nevius. Says Rashi, what does that mean, divrei nevius? Below tam. Not a reason. Where do you get that from? What kind of reason is that? What kind of svar is that? You have to get at least 3 kav. Where do you get that from, Sumchas? So that's below tam. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, calling him a Navi is a slap in the face. Right? Tosfos says the exact same thing. Lola Shevach Ka'amar, it's the second to last Tosfos. Lola Shevach Ka'amar, that wasn't a pat on the back. Ella Klomar Sha'omer below tam. You said something without a reason. Right? Others say, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, the Ritva says, that he was praising Rabbi Yossi, and he said that it's MS, just like a Navi. But a Navi says he can take it to the bank, but Sumcha says he can take it to the bank. Even though he didn't explain himself, he made himself like a Navi, and he explained his shita of 3 kabin. Three kabin, exactly. Now, Bibavel Mai. You don't have to divide it, but you can sell it, and it has to be enough in there that you could that each one of them every day or whatever ever often you want, every person would be able to.
Now you can't have a partnership on
what? No. You can't have a partnership unless you agree. You can't have a partnership on a piece of land the size of my driveway. It's too small. Right? if you agree, so we're talking about here where you didn't agree. Let's say two brothers inherit it. So the halacha is, if it's too small, the one could force the other one to sell it and split the money. Here, if it's big enough, you can force me to sell it. We'll use both, use it together. If I want to sell it, I'll sell it. You can't force me, but if it's too small, you can force. So, Bavel Mai, what about Bavel? We said Bavel's different. Amar Mai, Amar Rava, Bar Kisna, Tlas Atziyasa, the three bundles of Bnei Tresar, of Gufni, of 13 vines, Kihechid Dinafe Gavri Dioma. That's how much a person could normally make in a day. So that has to be that kind of, that has to be able to have that kind of yield. That's considered a normal amount of land that could be sold. Now, Rabbi Yossi said that Simcha's statement was nothing but Nevius, we're going to go on almost a full amud of a tangent about Nevuah. Okay, here we go. Amar Rav Avdimi de Minchepa. Rav Avdimi de Minchepa said, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the moment the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nevuah Minan Nevi'im. Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im. Which Beis HaMikdash? First Beis HaMikdash. Right? Second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Nevuah. Right? But the Marsha does point out, anyone who lived in between the two, in between the first and the second, did have, there was Nevuah then. There was Nevuah in between. Did Ezra have Nevuah? Nevuah is a very specific category of a person. So, there's a man da Amar who holds that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov were not Nevi'im. And we can't even fathom such a concept. How can we fathom that? Right? There's a list of 48 Nevi'im. Now, we know there were hundreds of Nevi'im. The only 48 Nevi'im were people that gave Nevi'ah Lodoros. That the Nevuah mattered forever. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, some hold it not on that list. The Gemara has a list of 48. It doesn't say who they are. Rashi has a list. Everyone has a list. So, was Ezra on the list? I don't know. But what? Mordechai. So these people are like borderline. Like Daniel. Daniel is also a big suffix. Is he on the list? Anyway, Nevuah was taken away from these people. The Nitnu Lechachamim. And it was given to the Chachamim. You hear this? It says the Gemara, Atu Chachamim, Lav Navihu. What, Chachamim are not Nevi'im? Right? Hachikamar. Here's what he meant to say. Even though it was taken away from the Nevi'im, says Rashi. Look at the second to bottom line of Rashi. Even though it was taken away from the Nevi'im. She'enam chachamim, that are not chachamim. Even though it was taken away from them, but bina chacham lo nitlo. It wasn't taken away from the chachamim. Can anyone explain that Rashi to me? Even though it was taken away from the Nevi'im, that were not chachamim, it was given to the chacham, it wasn't taken away from. So what do you mean? What do you mean? That Nevi'im were not chachamim? So Rashi seems to say. That Nevi'im were not chachamim? Is that what you're trying to tell me? How could that be? Someone be a Navi? It says in the Gemara, in order to be a Navi, you have to be a chacham, and an osher, and a gibor, you have to have it all. So Rashi is not chachamim. Not chachamim. How could that be? So the Rosh and the Shita Mekubetzes answer that, yeah, as a general rule, you have to be a Navi, you have to have all those milas. But once in a blue moon, on a happenstance, somebody who doesn't have those milas, they can still get Nevuah. That stopped when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Such a haphazard thing, someone's going to get Nevuah, that stopped. But if you're still a Chacham, if you're a real Chacham, then that not necessarily wasn't taken away from you. It was taken away from all these odds and ends type of people that Bach Roy, as a happenstance, can get Nevuah. That stopped. The Ramban says that's impossible to say that. But he rejects that whole Shita. Rishonim said it. He says absolutely not. Hashem would never rest his Shechina on someone who wasn't a Chacham, even if it was a one-time deal, for whatever reason. Hashem would never do that. And what Rav Dimi meant to say was...
It happened?
Sure. The people that didn't deserve it?
Yeah.
Who?
People were walking in front of Shaul.
Uh-huh. So they
city, he gave it to a whole city.
He gave it to a whole city, but in his zechus.
Yeah.
Right.
So it happened.
So maybe the Ramban's not...
Those were all one-time guys who had it.
That's what the Rishonim was saying. Even though it happened in history, that people got Nevuah, that were not Chachamim, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that would never happen again. Then, in order to get Nevuah, you had to be a real Chacham. It says, Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but it was still given to the Chachamim. Says Rashi, but they're not Chachamim. Those Nevi'im were not Chachamim. Says the Rosh and the Shita Mekubetzes says, yeah, that one-time thing, Shaul, that you're nearby, it spills over onto you, that would never happen anymore. The Ramban says that can't be. Now, does he reject the fact that that happened by Shaul? Probably not. But he's saying that that's not the pshat of this Rashi. What pshat of this Rashi means is, it's a beautiful Ramban. He says as follows, that even though Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, right? Which means something that a person can't reach. You no longer can reach Nevuah today. People can't reach the level of Nevuah. Just can't reach that level, right? I'll read it in Hebrew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalalo Osam B'maru U'B'chazon. Right, you see some vision. That's Nevuah. Mikol Makom Lo Silik Es Nevuas HaChachamim. Hashem did not remove the Nevuah of Chachamim. What is that? Shehi HaDvarim Shehem Asigim B'Sichlam, something you can reach with your Seichel, U'B'chachmasam U'B'ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. The Ruach HaKodesh inside you. That never went away. What does that mean? That means different things to different people, right? That ability of you to reach that level, that never was taken away. This Mare and Chazon, that's all gone. But if you're a Chacham, there's something inside you that you can still reach. That was never taken away. It's an amazing Ramban. What? Huh?
No way Rashi wrote this.
Right. No question about it. We say that Rashi wrote Al Ruach HaKodesh. It's a whole Shaila based on this Gemara. Can someone have Ruach HaKodesh today? What's the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah? It's an interesting question. Amar Meimar, and Meimar says, the Chacham Adif Minavi. Do you see from here that a Chacham is better than a Navi? It's better to be a Chacham than to be a Navi. Shinemar, it says, the Navi, Levav Chachma. Navi is like Levav Chachma. Mi Nisla B'mi, what's compared to what? Havi Omer, Kata Nisla B'gadol. The lower things compared to the greater thing. A Navi is like, not even a Chacham. What do you see? A Chacham is greater. Why is a Chacham greater than a Navi? Why? Why is a Chacham greater than a Navi? Don't we aspire to Nevuah as the highest level? Why is a Chacham greater than that? The Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer says, because in order to be a Navi, you have to perform a miracle. Otherwise, who's going to believe you? Right? If you're not a Balmofes, who believes you? You're a Navi. You're saying, Fa, who are you? To be a Chacham, you don't have to perform any miracles. It's just win him over with your Chachma. That's all. The Ran says, because a Navi is not allowed to be a Mecharish a thing. Ain't Navi Yachal Lecharish Dover Min HaTorah. The only thing they added on was Megillas Esther. And even that, they have it's a raya from the Torah, whole thing. Can't add a thing. Look at all these svarim on the shelf. All chachma. It's all chachma adding on whatever they wanted. With chachma, you can do whatever you want. With nevuah, you're very limited. That's the Ran's answer. And the Chassam Sofer says, because a nevuah doesn't even have a reason. Someone says a nevuah. What does that mean? We don't even know. No one knew what it meant. Interpreting it. No, that's very, very cryptic. Chachma? It's endless. Chachma's better than a Navi. Right? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Teda, you should know. The Amar Gavra Rabba Milsei, a guy says a great thing. Someone says a great thing. Umas Amri Mishmei de Gavra Rabba Achwini Kavasei. And then we discover that someone else, another great man, said the same thing. There's no way those two people knew each other. They didn't correspond with each other. And they both said the most amazing Chiddush. How could that be? There must be Nevuah. Amar Rava, what are you talking about? Amar Kusha, Dilma Tarvayu b'nichad Maslininu. Maybe they both have the same mazel, and they're both Mulchai to the same pshat. Who said it's Nevuah? El Amar Rava, Teda, I'll tell you that it's true. Dama Gavra Rava Milsa, that someone could say a great thing, umas Amri Mishmet Rabbi Akiva Bar Yosef. And you know what? Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. We discover that Rabbi Akiva said the exact same thing. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, you have to see this in print. Velekala Meimar. Don't say Dechad Mazlehu that you and Rabbi Akiva had the same mazel. Don't say that. Impossible. Why? Listen to these words. Shahare Rabbi Akiva, the Kimlon, the Lo, Haya, Meolim, Gavra Kavasei. There was no man as great as Rabbi Akiva in the history of the world. Don't tell me you would say mazel to Rabbi Akiva. How could you be Machabit something Rabbi Akiva said? Because Nevuah. Amar Ravashi, who said, my Kusha, Dilma Laha Milsa Bar Mazlehu, in that one memory you have his mazel. Yeah, not everything. In that one thing, you're like Rabbi Akiva. Well, it can't be. So, Ela Amar Ravashi, Teda, I'll prove to you such a thing as Nevuah. Tamar Gavra Rabba Milsa, someone says something great, Umis Amar Halacha L'Moshe Misinei Kavosei. And all of a sudden, it turns out that's the exact same thing as Halacha L'Moshe Misinei. Says the Ran, if there was something that's really genuine chachma, then why would Hashem make it into halacha Moshe Mitzinai? If you could figure it out on your own, what do you need halacha Moshe Mitzinai for? Obviously, it's something you couldn't figure out on your own. How did this guy figure it out? Get nevuah. V'dilma, maybe kisuma ba'aruba, maybe it's just like a blind man also sometimes bumps, opens the door correctly. It happens to be. He's in the sky, he gets light from the skylight. Happens. Coincidental. So the Gemara says, yeah, but v'lav tamyov, the suma doesn't give a reason. Here, not only will the person give you a halachal motion, he'll give you the reason for it. So what do you see? Such a thing as nevuah. Amar of Yochanan, Yochanan says, Miyom Shechar of Beis HaMikdash, the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, it was taken away from Neviim, V'nisna L'shotim V'latinokos, and it was given to the fools and to the girls. That's where Nevuah rests right now. Says the Marsha, but even though it's true, the Gemara says this, but that's not the kind of Nevuah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this glorious Nevuah. He calls it Al Yedei Shedim. That's what the Marsha says. He calls it Al Yedei Shedim. Yeah, they have Nevuah. What is that? That's is Gal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a Shota? No. It's a Maizah Shedim. That's what the Marsha says. The others have tremendous arguments with that. Taurus Chaim says something fascinating. He says that there's such a concept of Nevuah in the world. It has to go somewhere. Nobody on earth anymore is Roy for Nevuah. So where's it going? It has to go somewhere, so it goes to them. He gives an unbelievable mushel. Let's say a king makes a big party for his subjects, or for his household. And I don't know, something happens, and he gets all angry at them. He gets upset at them, he's canceling the party. So what does he do with all the food? Throws in the garbage? Why should he throw it in the garbage? It's all prepared already. So he gives it to the dog. Why should it go in the garbage? So it's exactly what Nevuah is today by the Shotam. Because Nevuah has to go somewhere. It can't go to anyone human. It can't go to any people. Nobody's worthy of it. Where does it go? It goes to the Shotim. It goes to the girls. That's what the Taurus Chaim says. That's what the Taurus Chaim says. The Tinokos is little girls. Tinokos is little girls. Young girls. It's girls. It's not children. It's girls. What? It doesn't say Tinokos shall be Rabbah, but it says Tinokos. Shall Beit Rabbah is yeshiva. It's translated as girls. We're going to have a story in a minute with a girl. The Maral says something that's so true. Sometimes when you try for something so hard, you can't succeed. When you don't try, you're able to succeed. The Ein Yaakov says that the reason why there's no Nevuah today is because nobody's besimcha. Nobody has proper simcha. You can't. The Shechina won't rest on you unless you're besimcha. Nobody has proper simcha. Who has proper simcha? The Shota. No, if you think about it, in some level, it's so true. It's so true. It's what Maral says. You can strive and strive and strive. You can't reach that simcha. Who has simcha? Little kids. They're a little kid. They have no worries. They have no tzar. They have nothing. Little kids and people that don't have all faculties are able to reach levels of simcha that we can't reach. It's the exact opposite of what Taurus Chaim is saying. It's the exact opposite of it. Taurus Chaim says it's a slap in the face. Maral says, no, Yaakov's not a slap in the face. It's the opposite. They can reach levels that we can't reach. We can strive and try and try. We're not reaching it. They can reach it. Okay. Uloshotim maihi. How do you know that? So kiha demar baravashi. There was a story with mar baravashi. Dahave ka peristika de mechuzah. He was in the marketplace in mechuzah. Shamilahu shota. Here are some guys screaming daha the Ka'amar Reish Masifta the Malach Bamasim Mechasya Tavyumichasim. The person who's going to be the next Rosh Hashiva in the Yeshiva, he signs his name Tavyume. Now, for whatever reason, Mar Baravashi signs his name Tavyume. Amar Man Chasim Tavyume Barabanan, who signs his name Tavyume? Ana, I do. Right? Why did he do that? Sefer HaYuchsin says, because all his days, Tav Yome. Tav is good. Tov. Tov Yome, he was a good guy. All his days were good. So he called himself Tavyume. The Marsha says, how can he say that? You can't call yourself that until after you're dead. All my days, how did he know that? So, right? How did he know that? So the whole this is a discussion why he was called that. Anyway, Shmamina, Udikai Melishaita. Now I know, it's auspicious for me to do that. So come, he got up, Asa, he went to the yeshiva to get appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Ad Asa, but took so long for him to get there, in the Rabban Latsuvi Ravacha Midifti, that we're going to appoint Ravacha Midifti instead, and Beresha at the Rosh Yeshiva. Given the Shamar de Asu, when he saw that people were going to appoint Ravacha, Shadur Zuga de Rabbanan Legabe, he held back the pair going to appoint Ravacha. He held them in his house. Lamluchebe, they didn't want him to appoint him. Achve, he withheld them. Hadar Shagar Zudad Rabbanan Achrina Achve. They sent another group of Rabbanim. He held them back also. Gabe, in his house. Ad-Demali Be'asara. Happened till there were 10 people in his house. Kiv Ad-Demali Be'asara. Once there were 10 people in his house. Pasach Hutana V'darash Lefish Ein Poskin Bekala Pachas Me'asara. He waited till there were 10 people, and then he started darshaning. So you'll see how great he is. Kari Ravacha Anafsh. And what happened? Sure enough, they appointed him to be the Rosh Hashiva. Happens to be that Rav Shiragon writes in his letter of his history that it took 28 years from when Ravashi died to when Marbar Ravashi became the Rosh Hashiva. And there was a whole other Gedolim that were Rosh Hashiva in between. So the story is a little, according to Rav Shiragon, the story is a little, it makes it seem like he became the Rosh Hashiva that day. Right? He has a 28-year gap. He has all the lift of Yemar, all these, like, these are post Amorayim. Like, they're called Savaroyim, exactly who they are, until Mar Baravashi, who's here, he actually becomes Rosh Hashiva. Anyway, Kari Anafshe, so he says about himself, Ravacha, he was bested by Mar Baravashi to be the Rosh Hashiva. So he says, Kal Amirin Lo, Lo Beherit Mativin Lo. When something bad happens to you, it takes a long time for the bad to go away and for the good to come back. And when the sun's shining on you, love Mehera Marian Lo. It takes a long time for that cycle to change. Okay. Tinokos Mahi, what's the story about a girl? Listen to the story. Kihadbas Ravchista have a yasva bekanfe davua. Ravchista's daughter, a young girl, was sitting on Ravchista's lap. Have a yasvi kame de Rava Varbarchama. Rava and Rav Bar Chama are sitting there, and Rav Chista is with his daughter on his lap. Amalah. So Rav Chista says to his daughter, Man minayhu boys, who do you want to marry? Which of these women want to marry? Amralei, Tarvaihu. She says both. Amar Rava, Tana Basra, and I'm left. Rava's sharp. Because he knew it's Nevuah. If he says, I'm first, that means he's either going to die, or he's going to get divorced. Right? So now everyone asks. So Rava says, I'm last. So I'll be last. How could Rava say that? He was being Makalil Rami Bar Chama. Right? That wasn't Rava Chama's going to die. Some say no. He didn't mean that. What he meant was, he'll get divorced. I saw the Harifas, the Paras Yosef says that Rami. So first of all, from one thing we see from here, that Rava was not a Kohen. We've had other Gemaras where we said Rava was a Kohen. There's no, right? We've had other Gemara. Right. There's no way that Rava could be a Kohen, not wish Rami Bar Chama bad, right? How could that be? I don't want him to die. Let him get divorced. Didn't work out. Okay, didn't work out. Then I'll marry her. That can't be if he's a Kohen. Some prove he's a Kohen. Others say, Rami Bar Chama was just as smart as Rava. Just as happy as Rava. But he was a Kohen. So what's he going to say? I want to be second? How could he say that? Again, we don't want Rava to die, but if Rava's going to get divorced, he can't marry her. The only way this divorce could come true is if Rami Bar Chama marries her first, and then either dies or gets divorced. So when Rava chaps and says, I'm second, right? It's the only way it could happen. It's fascinating. One little story here, and there's so much on it. Okay. Amar Rava Dimi Dimin Chefa. Kodim Shiyochal Adam. The yishte, before a person eats and drinks, yishto shte levavos. He's got two minds, meaning he's all over the place, he's not settled, he doesn't have yishav adas. Lachasha ochal v'shose, afterwards, ein lo el leit echa. Now you have one leiv. Now you can think, now you have yishav adas, you have insight, after you're not hungry. Shenamar, like it says, ish nevuv yelvuv v'ksiv nevuv luchos. Utargaminon, chalil luchin. Means empty. Before you eat, you're empty. You can't think straight. After you eat, you're full, and now you can think straight. Amar Vunabrid of Yeshua, Haragal Bayayin, if someone normally has wine, Afilu Libo Atum Kibsula Yayin Mefkacho. Even if your clothes off like a basula, you're so tight, you're so rigid, the wine will take care of that. Shinemar Vatirosh Yinova Basulos. Okay. That was a nice detour. Now back to Basra. Amar Vunabrid of Yeshua. Pshita, it's Pashut. Chelik Bechor v'chelik Pashut Yavin le'echad Mitzvah. There are three fields, right? There are three fields. One, two, three. The Bechor gets two of them. The Pashut, the non-Bechor, gets one. It's obvious, says the Gemara, you can't give the Bechor the outer one and the outer one, and the middle one goes to the other guy. That's mamish, that's terrible. Let them get two next to each other. Why shouldn't the Bechor get entitled to Pishnayim? Let them get two next to each other. The third one, give it to the other brother. What's the difference? The halacha is that when brothers take Yerusha, they take it by Goral. So it's haphazard. Who's going to get what? But when it comes to a Bechor, the Bechor we accommodate, let it have that. They should be next to each other. It's better when the fields are next to each other. That's Pashut. What about a Yavam? Yavam Mai. What about a Yavam? A Yavam stands in the shoes of his brother. Right? So we know that a Yavam yarshins his brother. So does the Yavam have the same, and he's also a son of his father. So when the father dies, he's not a Bechor, but he's going to get his own share. He's also going to get his dead brother's share because he married the wife. So does he get the same right that they should be next to each other or not? Abaya Omar, he. It's the same thing. My taima, Bechor kriya rachmana. Because the Torah calls the Yavam a Bechor. Right? It's the only place we say, one of the only places in the Torah where it's not literal. It doesn't have to be a Bechor, it could be anybody, but we call him the Bechor. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Omar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, V'haya ha-Bechor ha-Vyaso ki-Bechor. V'en chalukaso ki-Bechor. Yeah, you're a Bechor, you call the Bechor for purposes of getting double. You get the double, but you don't get the chelah that you want, like a Bechor. The double will give you. You stand in the shoes of the dead brother, you get his portion. But you don't get the portion you want, unlike Abaya, unlike a Bechor, you don't get the portion you want. Now, Hahu, there was a guy, the Zaban Ara Amitzra de Benashia. He bought land right next to his father's property. Ki Kapalgu, that the father died, they're dividing up the land. So the brother pipes up and says, I would prefer to have land right next to my land. I'll take that piece. Amalei, Pligi Li Amitzrai. Right? Let me have the land. Amar Rabba, Kigonze, Kofan Ami, that's don't. If we listen to that. We give you the land you want. Why? Because Rishus Natsu. Zenenev Zelo Chaser. What's it to you? What's it to all the other brothers? Which land they get? Give them the one next to it. Now that we're talking about Kofan Amida Sedom, that it's Rishas Natu, why did Abaya need a Pasuk by the Yavam? And why didn't Rava agree with that? What's going on here? Right? So the first question we have to ask is, according to why do we need a Pasuk to tell me that you can get this Pishnayim, but why do I need a pasuk that a Yavam gets? It's Midas Sedom Natu. Tosfos answers, that I would have thought that if not for the pasuk, what a Yavam is no different than two brothers. He's one person, and he has the status of two brothers. Two brothers don't have any kedima over any other brothers. What kind of kedima do they have? They're just two brothers. They can't force. All things being equal, two brothers can't force a third brother to take land they don't want him to take. Can't do that. I need to call him a Bechor. No, but a Bechor is different, because a Bechor does. That's Tosfos' answer. That's Tosfos' pshat. Okay. A little 2 more minutes. Maskev Lor Yosef. Yosef says it's not true. It's not Miris Sedom. You know why? Because Amru Le, Achai, Ma'alinan Le Iluye, Kinixu Debe Bar Maron. We want to have special land because we want to have that. That's land. That's better land, and that's why we want Dafka that land. And it's not because of Midas Sedom. That's better land. If it's better land, it's not Midas Sedom. We have a reason why we want that land. And you know what? Ve'elchas like Rav Yosef. The halacha is like Rav Yosef. It's a whole discussion here in the Rishonim. The four sheets is why Rav Yosef says what he says. Why is that? Rashi says we're talking about an unplowed field. It's all different halachas, and therefore. There's more bracha by an unplowed field, so we have kedima over it. It's not zenen of zelo chaser. If it's zenen of zelo chaser, it's minas sedom. It's vicious. It's not what it is. What? It's obvious, right? That we only say kofan minas sedom if it doesn't make one iota of a difference. The minute it makes an iota of a difference, we're not going to say that. Right. So you're saying it's pashut. What's the chiddush? Right. The Ravid says that you can't force anybody to, you can't force somebody, you can't force a brother to take land that you can't force a brother to take land. That's what he says. The brothers could say, I understand it's next to your field, I understand that, I totally understand that, but you know what? I have enough in this field. I'm a brother. We'll give you Kedima. Because you bought the field next door to dad's. That doesn't have nothing to do with me. Interesting. All right, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow's not the Omen Aleph is short, but it looks scary. But we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Have a good day.